Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
8:42, and happy to welcome in our friend Tom Wilson, CEO at Allstate, struggling little company here in Chicago. Now, in what year do you even know? I put you on the spot right away. How many years for Allstate?
This is our fifth or sixth year.
Yeah. And you discovered We Day on a trip, or did they pitch you?
I discovered them. They pitched me on a trip where I didn't really want to talk to them. I said, I'll give you 5 minutes. And they came back. And after an hour, I was sold on it because it's all about helping youth change the world. And I just got so excited.
It's a really cool thing. First couple of years you came in, the founder of We Day came with you. This is a kid from Canada, right?
Craig Kielberger founded it when he was 12. Now there's 3.8 million people around the world, 2.5 million in the United States doing it.
Let's meet Ariana Perez, Walter Payton Prep, junior. She's taking time out today as opposed to studying for all the tests she has to take in your junior year. Nice to see you.
Hi.
You have a great smile.
Thank you.
And have you always been interested in helping other people, or is this a newfound passion?
That's a good question. I actually started kind of working with WE my seventh grade.
Okay.
I went to WE Day for the first time with my social studies teacher. We were granted 20 tickets from her colleague, and she only got the chance to pick 18 because she had two chaperones, and I was so lucky to go with her.
Was this at Rosemont?
Yes, it was at...
Do you remember who was there? Like, who were the big stars there then?
I do, because my idol was there, Sierra.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she was there, and I actually got to see her perform, and I like...
Tom, Sierra, for those of us our age, is someone younger than us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
She's
I was wondering.
Talented. That's a cool thing to be at.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So the deal, Tom, jump in on this. The deal with We Day is to get kids fired up, because kids have energy, kids have passion, but they need some direction and how to help, right?
It's to keep them fired up, to recognize them for doing We Schools. So We Schools is a program. Ariana's doing it at Walter Payton, where kids do volunteer and service-based work, and we help them do it through the schools. And then once a year, we celebrate 15,000 in the Allstate Arena. It's like a rock concert kind of format. Kids are yelling and screaming, and you get people like Common and Sierra and all these people come out and talk to the kids about volunteering and saying it's good to give back.
Yeah, and to get some direction, because Ariana, I'm sure you're this way as well, your friends, you want to do something, but you don't really know what to do or how to do it, right? This gives you a point and a purpose to it.
Yeah, well, actually, I started this. My actual club, Me Tweet to Them, started at Walter Payton. It was the first WE school there. I started it with my principal. Mr. Devine is very passionate about community service because Walter Payton was very passionate about community and just like spreading service everywhere. So actually on March 4th, every year, because of 34, all of our advisories at our school go all over Chicago doing community service, and we spend that entire day out there with the community. So when I told him about my idea to start the club, he was all for it, and he actually let me start it my freshman year, not knowing anything about what I was doing. And we started with 7 people. Now we're up to like 45.
How about that? And you exponentially multiply that out, right? Schools all over the country and all over the world?
In Illinois alone, we went from zero when we first started working and you helping us on this to 225,000 kids last year, 800
schools. How about
that?
Ariana, can you say what some of the projects you worked on to be qualified to go to We Day this year?
Yeah. So in order to earn tickets to We Day Illinois, you have to do 2 services. So it's like one community and then like local and then another global. So my project that my club specifically is super passionate about is our We Are Silence movement. So that's basically a movement we do every year that is a oath to silence to spread awareness about social injustices around the world. And we actually blew it up this year. It was so awesome. Even the teachers participated with stickers talking about their social injustice passion and making sure that everyone was aware of all the different things that are going on around the world. So that was a kind of our global action. And then our local action this year was a beauty and hair salon for our homecoming, and all the proceeds went to the Leukemia Society.
Oh, wow.
So, Tom, when the kids get together for this, you and I have talked about this before, but it fires you up, right?
Oh, it's the funnest thing I do. You get there, and there's 15,000 youth students who are excited about changing the world. They're out working, changing the world. And all this stuff we see, you know, where you see day-to-day and people arguing and stuff like this, and it's all just positive. And you say, you know what? Like, we might have messed the world up, but, man, these kids are going to fix it.
Yeah, because, and by the way, that's a lot of pressure, but we really are counting on you. Yeah, we really are. The Good Starts Young program, the Good Starts Young initiative, ties to We Day How?
What we do is we are very supportive of We Day, and we want to take it across the country. Mm-hmm. We have other partners like Walgreens and KPMG and Microsoft, but
sure.
We have a separate program called Good Starts Young where we give specific grants to students, to like micro grants, to do whatever they want to do. Could be bullying, could be hunger. We've helped people create puppets for people in hospitals, and it's about rewarding the kids and just giving them a little support. You can give them $500 or $1,000. It's amazing how far it goes.
Yeah, and it's a big deal because then they can take that and make into even more things. Mark Carmen, do you know Tom? Have you met Tom?
I met Tom today. It was great to see you guys.
I just wanted to tell you one thing.
Okay.
The most normal CEO of a major company you'll ever meet. Most of them are nuts. Tom's actually a normal guy.
What do you credit that to, Tom?
Good upbringing.
My mother always said, you know better, know worse than anybody else.
How about that?
I love that.
Now, having said that, Tom and I are better than you, Mark. But go ahead and ask him a question.
I just think it's worth noting that Walter Payton Prep was named the number one high school in the state this past week. So that's got to make you feel good along with everything else that's going on, right?
Yes, it was.
It's very cool. And I was looking at the lineup of presenters and performers. It's going to be a very good wee day. Now, Tom, every time we do this, we have to remind people that this year we're all good. But right now is the time to get ready for next year, right?
Right now is the time to get ready for next year. And it's about encouraging your student, your child, to go get involved in this. It's about asking the people at the school, the teachers, like, hey, how come we don't have We School here? I mean, we're at 800 schools. We could be in 1,000 schools.
Sure.
We could be in 1,200 schools.
Sure.
And so if you're listening and you encourage your youth to get involved, ask it to school. How come we don't have We Schools? It's free. Like, it doesn't cost anything to the school, and all it does is take a little bit of energy, and people like Ariana show that energy is paid back multiple times over.
Yeah, because the kids are always doing spirit weeks and things to fire up, you know, pep rallies and stuff. This is the ultimate pep rally.
They said that in 2017 and 2018, more than 1.7 million youth took part in We programs.
How about that?
That's a lot. And that they touched 9,800 local and global organizations. So if they grew, if you added 100 more schools, that just gets bigger and bigger.
Exactly right, Mary. Our goal is we want to get 5 million. We think if we can get 5 million youth every year involved in We Schools, it'll be over the tipping point. And think about how much anti-bullying there is, just hunger, homelessness. These kids know what needs to be fixed.
Do you find that more kids today are willing to jump in than maybe you would say 10 years ago?
Mark, it's hard to figure out what it was 10 years ago. What I would say is if you give them a little support, they want to get involved. Like if you put up a barrier and say you're too young. So Mark and Craig Kielberger, who started this, the reason they started it is they wanted to help this kid who had been murdered in India. And everyone's like, you know, have your parents send us a check.
Right.
And they're like, no, we want to do something.
We want to do something.
And so I think... Maybe it's always been true. It's certainly true today that if you support kids, you just let them run.
So Craig Kielberger and Mark Kielberger and two of their friends, you know, I'm not exaggerating by much, start this. And now it's 1.8 million?
1.8 last year. Yeah. I think if you add in Canada and the U.K., we've also expanded. It's headed over it's I think 3.8 million around the world.
It's tremendous.
And we want to get to 5 million in the United States.
Yeah,
and it's totally doable.
Yeah, it's completely doable. All right, hang around. We'll do some more in just a second. And what are you going to be when you finish school? You going on to college?
Yes.
What do you want to study?
I have some schools that I'm looking at right now. My kind of picks right now are Boston University, University of Arizona. I just want to go.
We know people at those schools.
Oh, interesting.
What were you going to say? You want to go?
I actually want to double major in criminal psychology and journalism, and then I actually want to minor in dance.
If someone named Aunt Becky wants to take a picture of you in a rowing situation, don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do it.
Got it.
Because as smart as you are, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
Ariana Perez here as well. All right, we'll come back more with Tom Wilson from Allstate.
Steve Cochran,
will you please report to the radio booth?
It's Steve Cochran from the Allstate Skyline Studio
on 720 WGA.
It's the power of we. Tom Wilson, CEO at Allstate, and the fine people at Allstate recognize this power and continue to support it in an overwhelming way. How about 1.8 million kids providing about $150 million in growing of social impact? It's pretty crazy, and it continues to grow. Tom, do you get to bring a guest to We Day? Do I need to call somebody and get you an extra ticket?
We'd love to have you come.
No, I'm talking about somebody accompany you. I don't want you to be standing there by yourself. You're the boss.
Well, you know, you're never by yourself at We Day because everyone believes in the same thing.
There you go. There you go. That's a very good point. I've asked you this before, but I think it's important to say, as the CEO of Allstate, you could pitch to a lot of different things. And by the way, great organizations almost uniformly who say, hey, could Allstate help us out with this or that? Remind people again why this struck such a chord with you.
This struck a chord with me first because I just always liked kids,
right,
and feel like there's a good connection.
Including your own.
Including my own.
Yes.
I love them all.
Yeah.
They've been engaged in some of this that work as well. But I would say the thing that drew me the most, Steve, was that this is a gift that keeps giving. So you use your money, your resources, your time to help and recognize the kids, but then it goes on. It just multiplies itself. So they, as they grow up, they vote more, they do more work. 75% of them keep volunteering through the rest of their life because it becomes part of who they are.
Sure.
And it's about
and they pass it on to their kids and so on.
It's about helping them be full citizens, right?
Ariana, I know it's you going and getting a full-time job is a little far off, but when you think about a company like Allstate putting something together like this to encourage you to do stuff that you've been a part of, is that something you'll consider when you're choosing a company to work for later?
I think like everything that I've been through right now is shaping like where I'm going to be in 4 years.
Yeah, well said.
I definitely feel like this experience right here is changing a lot of what I'm going to do next. So definitely, I'm not taking anything out.
And you're not nervous at all about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people hearing your voice right now. It doesn't bother you a bit. You have a big
it's
family.
It's going to be the Ariana Perez show.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many of the kids that part. I mean, Ariana said at 7th grade she went, and then she started the Wii Club, you know, at Peyton as a freshman, met with her principal. I don't know how many have that story, you know, where they were exposed to it and then they went. It's incredible to think, like, what you could do by getting more kids in.
Well, and they have that confidence because they started. And so it could be starting a Wii Club, could be running for office, it could be just creating the next wonder drug or, you know, writing the next great song. This is about helping these kids. And I think businesses need to do that. So you're asking about Allstate.
Yeah.
Businesses, we need to step in and make the communities better. I mean, they're the places we live and work. That's where we get our customers from. So I believe it's an obligation of businesses.
I mean, the millennials, we know they want to work at companies that have social conscience.
Absolutely.
Now, too. You know, and so getting these kids, you know, that are kids into it ahead of time, they're going to expect a lot from companies.
Well, the other part is your own employees. Like we Day Illinois, there's 900 volunteers because there's 15,000 people and you got to move the kids in and around and stuff. We could fill up all 900 spots. We have to cap our own employees so that.
Because they don't want to be involved.
Well, yeah, because people like Walgreens are very supportive, KPMG, they want their employees to come too. So it just makes you feel good to work at a place that's doing the right thing.
And when other CEOs and folks that you know that run companies contact you, can they wrap their head around this right away? Because it's a pretty easy concept to get kids excited about giving back.
Well, I think some people do. Other people have their own things that they're focused on. Not all of them are focused on youth. For us, we think youth keep on giving.
Yeah, without a doubt. By the way, We Day Illinois is going to stream live on May 8th. When's the 8th? Is that Friday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, like I said, Wednesday.
You have some date issues. Ariana's like,
what month is this? Ariana, what month is this?
We're in May.
Wednesday morning at 9:30, you go to we.org/watchweeday. We.org/watchweeday, and you can see it there. Before you go, I asked, do you have a big family?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters?
So I have a brother from my dad's side, and then I have a sister, but I'm very, very, very close to my cousins, and they're actually listening right now. So.
All right. You want to say hi to all of them? We can take time. We're here till 10.
Actually?
Yeah. Say hi.
Say hi to anybody you want to say hi to.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, there you
hi,
go.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Nodi. They're all watching.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm getting all the notifications.
That's good. What about Dad? Say hi to Dad.
Hi, Dad. Yeah. He's actually driving right now, so you better be listening.
Yeah, of course. Well, I love your smile, I love your attitude, and I love what you've done already.
Thank you.
So I know you're going to be nothing but a success going forward, and have a great wee day.
Thank you so much.
And Tom, you know, you're always welcome here.
I always enjoy being here, and thank you for helping get the message out about kids.
What do you think about the new digs?
I like them. I like them. The window washer was a little freaky because we're up 18 floors, but, you know, I like it.
You like the Allstate door?
I do like the Allstate door.
Right?
I like the
Nicely
Allstate
done.
Blue. I like it's.
I tried to paint before you came in. I hope you like what I've done.
Everybody looks good taking pictures in front of Allstate Blue. It is the most flattering color for anybody to take a photo in front of. So
great to see you.
Thank you.
Tom, thank you. And congratulations to everybody involved with the Wee Day. And thank you to Allstate as always.